That's going to paint it like blue, like a Smurf or a blue toilet.
Yeah. Good evening, and welcome to the Aggressive Couch number 36, Badass Mothers. I'm Ron.
I'm Dave.
And, of course, aggressivecouch.com, aggressivecouch@gmail.com, and the ever-popular, yes, somewhat popular, iTunes.
And aggressivegmail@couch.com.
Yes. Hey, I said that. All right. Well, we're using our friend Skip again.
Yeah.
So, we're just getting lazier and lazier. Eventually, we'll have robots doing this for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, robots. So, are you excited because the NFL season has started?
Oh, it started?
Oh, it starts, yeah. It opened up, but I just hope this season is gayer than last season.
Yeah.
More homoerotic, I guess. I'm glad to see that they're opening up more and more.
Mm-hmm.
It's gayer and gayer each season.
Well,
all right.
I guess they're bored with pro wrestling.
Yeah. I think they are. Well, you can never get bored with, you know, sweaty guys that are lubed up and bad acting. I don't think it gets boring for a certain select group of people, does it?
Yeah. I mean, come on, it's just like porn. Just add their clothes on.
I mean, I can understand. I mean, if you're gay, I understand why you'd want to watch that. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. But if you're not gay and you're over 12 years old, why would you watch? And you're not boozed up. I guess if you're drunk enough, it'd be pretty entertaining.
Or even wearing the shirts and things like that. You know, some people take it that serious. They buy replica belts.
Yeah.
Like the championship belt. And not just the ones that you can buy in the store. I mean, like, complete replicas. And they're like $300 online or something like that. Crazy.
That's a lot cheaper than I thought they'd be.
I don't know why you would buy that.
No, you can buy show-accurate recreations of the robots from Mystery Science Theater if you want it.
Yeah.
Some of them are actually cast from real show puppets, too.
Jeez. Well, people love that crap.
I mean, I can understand it. It's not that expensive. Certainly, you know, compared to buying a little statuette for $20... versus buying a full size for like $300 that is cast from an original from the show, that's not very bad if you wanted that kind of thing, but what would you do with it?
I don't know, I guess something so you can go, oh, look what I got, mm-hmm. and that no one else would really care about it, yeah.
Yeah, and all the show's originals after about the third season were made from molds anyway, because it got tired of trying to track down just the exact right piece of Tupperware. They were made from junk. They were built out of crap from Goodwill.
Well, I guess you could make your own, but then, you know, someone will go, well, that's not the real thing. It's not a replica.
Yeah, you used the wrong engine block.
But this is what we're talking about. It was perfectly with our great topic that we have first here.
Yeah.
Along the lines of special edition. And talking about if you buy a special edition of anything video game related, is it a sign of a mental disorder? Did you watch that video at all that I sent you?
Video?
Yeah.
There was a video?
there was a
little article. Whoops. Well, I can watch it now. This uses up all my bandwidth. Sorry.
Well, anyway, what it is the Halo Reach Legendary Edition.
Yeah.
And it's just a video. of this guy who's unpacking it and going through everything that's in it.
Yeah.
Like, little box, and it's got this...
Another box.
Yeah, and all this crap. But when it comes... You know, if you go maybe to the... I think the people that buy the wrestling belt are maybe a step above this, just because at least that's somewhat tangible.
Yeah.
But if you're buying a special edition for a video game, isn't it kind of pointless when the console is going to be probably gone in a couple of years?
It all depends. Especially like in Warcraft, you could get like special little things that were just neat.
Yeah.
I never thought they were worth the extra money. I mean, maybe if the special edition was like $5 more.
Yeah.
I'd have paid $5 to get like the little fishy looking mammal thing that followed you around and danced.
Yeah.
I mean, those things are so awesome. You know, they pull out like a cane and a top hat and start dancing around. The good thing with Warcraft is it knew when to lay that stuff out and when to reel it in, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it knew when it was in a serious and when it was funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I would have almost paid $5 just to have one of those. But, like, $40, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, this thing that is $150.
Yeah, what's the regular price? 60?
Yeah, if you just buy the game itself, it's 60.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. More than twice the price.
Yeah. But it's got statuettes in it. and a booklet and things like that.
Yeah.
It comes with like 5 action figures that are standing on a little plastic mountain and a book.
Yeah.
You know, some of these even come with made like a DVD behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like, but then, why would anybody even want to watch it? Look it up. We're coding level 5. It's exciting, isn't it?
It all depends on the personalities of the people who are working on the game, frankly. Something like that could go either way. I mean, I could imagine for 99% of the games out there, it'd be dull as dishwater. But, I mean, there's got to be some games out there that actually be pretty awesome. You know, somebody shows up, you show him shooting heroin at his desk, and then commits suicide.
Looks like we've lost another one, Jim. Yes, we've only had 10 deaths, really. 10 suicides on this game. Our last game was up to 15. We're really changing things around here. But, I mean, there's other ones for Bioshock, and it is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever even met somebody that has bought one of these, I don't know, games or like special editions like that.
Yeah.
I've seen them in the store where they're all just sitting there rusting.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Yeah, the Bioshock one, I think there's one for like $150 also.
Yeah.
And when Call of Duty came out, there was a special edition that came with night vision goggles.
Yeah, real night vision goggles.
Yeah, they actually worked, apparently.
Well, that might be kind of interesting.
Yeah, but couldn't you just buy the night vision goggles?
Yeah.
I mean, save yourself a
couple $100.
Whatever it costs.
Yeah. I know sometimes if you buy a game, you can get like an advantage in the game. But then what happens is it chases away all the people who buy it free. You know, or buy the low-cost edition.
Yeah. Yeah, if you buy it, the game's already finished for you.
Yeah.
If you buy the special edition, it's already played through.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay if it gives you a slight advantage, one that's easy to overcome.
Yeah.
Or if it just allows you to have, like, different colored armor or something. But then why would you buy it?
All right, I think we beat this topic to the ground, haven't we?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on. Since we're talking about beating, let's talk about the TV shows.
Okay. This is fairly meaty.
Okay.
Yeah, because I got more written on this than I got on any of your other topics.
Okay. Well, I'll let you introduce it then.
Okay, fall TV preview. What shows will we not be watching? Okay, so you want to start with any?
Let's see. Oh, damn it, I forgot my magazine. I had a magazine. Wait, let me go get my magazine. You have the pad.
Yeah, I'll press pause. We're back, and we have the combination to the air shield.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll let you start, because I have to find where I have marked off in here.
Okay, well, I found the website I was looking at. It listed all these shows that I'd never heard of before.
Okay.
I found out it was a Canadian website, so it was all these Canadian TV shows.
All right.
So it was, but they got American networks up there, so all the American shows were on it.
Okay.
But I guess I'll start with a Canadian show first. Men with Brooms. It's about curling. It's based on the movie Men with Brooms. The movie was allegedly okay, even if you hate curling. So
yeah.
Because apparently it didn't have a lot of curling in it. And it's got the guy from Due South.
Yeah.
So, for whatever that's worth. I didn't think it was that funny. He was on Red Green, too. But,
yeah.
I mean, there's only like 15 actors in Canada, so they kind of have to recycle.
Well, since I'm a big fan of Due South, I think I'll be watching. I know I will be watching. No, actually, I won't be watching, but it sounds good if I say that. Hawaii 5-0 is coming back.
Oh, yeah. It's a remake. How exciting.
Yeah, but it'll be grittier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it could go either way. It could suck or it could really suck. Really depends on how popular it is. Okay, how about Shit My Dad Says?
It's got William Shatner in it.
Yeah. Well, it's, again, that one could go either way. It might be okay, it might not be.
Yeah. I watched the trailer for it.
Yeah.
It seems like that there's trailers for TV shows.
Yeah,
but
it seems,
I watched it.
Why do they even have a plot? I mean, it's just a bunch of one-liners. And the plot is just a thin justification for the one-liners. Why not just make it one-liners? Nothing but one-liners.
Well, I think it almost seems like it wants to be like an all-in-the-family thing.
Yeah.
Because it seems like he's that type of character.
Yeah.
But, the American Family Council or whatever it is called is condemning the show because it's called, Shit My Dad Says.
Yeah.
That's destroying the nation, that TV show.
Yeah, things were so much better in the old days because you don't remember the bad stuff.
Yeah, you blocked it out.
Well, yeah, I was thinking about that recently. Listening to like the 90s hit station when I'm over at my dad's house on his satellite.
Yeah.
And Christ, the radio back then sucked just as much cock as it did now. You only remember the good bands. It's true. Music wasn't any better back then.
There's another new show called, I guess it's called The Event or something like that.
Yeah.
And you have to watch out because it's marketed as a high concept show.
Yeah. Well, it's
one of these shows that answers questions and then answers or gives you answers but then more questions.
Yeah. Well, it's about a global conspiracy, so is it going to be kind of pro-Republican or outright anti-Semitic or downright pro-Nazi? And if it's not one of those, it's going to be completely wishy-washy and lame.
Yeah. But there's a couple of shows like that are coming out.
Yeah.
kind of like the Lost thing, but
yeah,
who wants to watch that week after week?
Mm-hmm.
I just find it annoying.
Yeah,
but hey, did you hear that there is now a channel called The Right Channel where it's all like conservative shows and things like that?
Yeah,
I'll be watching.
Yeah, let's see. There was Bob's Burgers, which is Fox's latest attempt to rip off The Simpsons. I mean, the nerdy older sister, the prankster middle son. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's at least the daughter, the littlest, speaks in this one.
Yeah. Well, Fox has a lot of animated stuff.
Yeah.
Between, like, Family Guy and things like that.
Yeah.
That's their thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there will be more medical dramas this year.
Oh, yeah. There's Body of Proof. Clayton Delaney stars as a medical examiner. Could this be the Quincy for the 90s? I hope the fuck not.
That's what we need.
Yeah. Then there was Off the Map, which could survive if they have enough estrogen.
There's an Running Wild is a new comedy. It says here, think of it as Frostfire, the romantic comedy. Yay.
All right. There's a bunch of cop shows. There's yet another Law and Order spinoff. Law and Order in L.A., which is, if you know anything about L.A., that's kind of like an oxymoron there. Let's see, Ride Along, which is a drama based on Cops, sort of.
Yeah.
And where it's all pre-scripted. Let's see. Then there was something called The Good Guys, which is about two detectives. It's supposed to be a comedy. If it's dark enough, I might actually enjoy that one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's about, like, the lone wolf cop and the who gets demoted all the way to, like, handling petty theft cases. And this really straight-laced guy that nobody likes, so they make him his partner. And they just keep screwing everything up. Yeah, so I might even have to buy some rabbit ears.
Yeah. And what's the name of that show again?
The Good Guys. Again, I mean, it could suck, but it's got an interesting concept.
Yeah. There's Detroit 187.
Yeah, Turk 182, the sequel, I think.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like a documentary crew following homicide cops.
Yeah.
But apparently there was somebody killed. It started out as something with A&E, then somebody got killed, and then they had to re-edit it.
Yeah.
But I guess it's not supposed to be a comedy.
Yeah.
Look at what... Which it could be. I mean, come on. We're going to interrogate this suspect. Oh, wait a minute. There's no cuffs on. We better interrogate him the real way. That could have some premise to it. Look how he's bleeding. My God.
Suspect in custody. Boom. Suspect down.
He has planned evidence.
All right.
There's a show that's coming back called Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
And I have no idea how this show is still on the air. I've seen parts of it, and the cast of the show just makes you want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
Okay. Terra Nova, which I thought was going to be about lowriders made out of ceramics, but apparently not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a poorly researched and malicious attempt by Fox to convince us that they don't back the Republicans.
Yeah. And, there's a show called Undercovers that's coming out. It's about spies, or a husband and wife team.
Yeah.
And they're spies. Yay.
I think that's all I've got.
Yeah.
Except for Lone Star. So they're still trying to make soaps? Didn't the last one go off the air?
No, they're still on and people buy into them. Apparently people love that crap.
Yeah, but so many were canceled in the last year or two.
Yeah. Well, I guess we covered fall TV, haven't we?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on then. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to get to the It's My Party next.
Okay.
Yeah, who would you want at your ultimate party? Like, if you could invite anybody, celebrities, musicians, historical figures, fictional characters, like who?
Okay. I think it'd be interesting to invite George W. Bush.
Yeah. Well, my list I realized that my list was mainly serial killers. Like Henry and Otis. And Mark David Chapman and people like that. I don't think I need to go into too much more detail. I had a few other people. Like, we'd have to get John and Kate.
Yeah. You probably wind up hating her more, though, after you met her. She just seems like one of those people.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Bush, you know, he would be somebody with daddy issues, but he'd probably be all right to be around.
Well, that's true of almost anybody, really. I mean, some people are just complete assholes, but most people are real human beings. There was something today about on Cracked about insane dictators and their strange habits or whatever, and like Hitler was really into Mickey Mouse, which isn't that much of a stretch.
Yeah. But,
I mean, there are actual like drawings of like the Seven Dwarfs and shit by Hitler. I mean, he was a real human being. It's true. Yeah. You know, that's the most frightening thing about these dictators, that they were real people.
Yeah. Hitler seems like he'd be annoying though, just to be around.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've heard, he was generally a pretty nice guy, but kind of shallow and a little vain.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you invited John and Kate, you'd wind up just hating those people more.
Yeah. I think the Mythbusters would be fun.
Yeah. And especially if they did stuff for you.
Yeah, hire them as the entertainment as well as the as just friends.
Yeah. I think I'd also think about inviting a guy that dresses up as the Burger King guy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why, but he'd have to come in the weird Burger King costume.
Yeah.
There's something creepy about him.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I have no idea. I didn't know that you had fictional characters here.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't really think of any.
Yeah. Well, then I'd have to have Al, then.
Yeah.
And give him some cats. But I want the real Al, where he's the dialogue written by the heroin addict writer.
Yeah.
That never made TV. He just would probably be, you know, if Alf was real, I definitely think he'd be a drinker.
Yeah.
But he'd probably be a mean drunk, though. I think he would. He'd be a mean drunk. That son of a bitch, Willie, he always puts me out in the garage. You have any other historical figures you would invite?
Lennon. No, I don't mean John.
I think Lennon would be boring, though, wouldn't he?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it would make for an interesting mix. Maybe Lennon and Sarah Palin. Imagine them, like, getting it off.
Yeah. And he had to make all the guests play charades with each other. Like Pictionary, and they'd have to be on teams together. All right, Lennon, you're with Kate. But you couldn't have an interpreter. So.
Yeah. Well, you definitely wouldn't want to have any drinking games with Lennon. I think Stalin would be worse. Or maybe Rasputin. Dear God. I mean, you could probably pull up like a, you know, one of those like gasoline tankers and fill it with gasoline and he could drink it. He was like, yeah.
You can invite Billy the Kid, but he couldn't have any weapons.
I don't know. He seemed like he'd be kind of dull, really. I'd rather have, what was that other guy? Not Capone. One of those other gangsters. Bank robber. John Dillinger.
Yeah. Capone or Dillinger.
Well, no, not Capone, really. Because he was just an Italian guy, basically.
The Luciani guy. Lucky Luciani.
Yeah, they'd be kind of boring. I mean, Dillinger was kind of a, almost a James Bond, but he was a bad guy, you know? He had that sort of suave, worldly air about him. Which is not, in, a lot of it was made up by the papers, but a lot of it was true.
Yeah. You can invite, you can have Glenn back.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fun.
Only if you Glenn locked him back in a room in, with some of the serial killers.
They probably just get along.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, I don't know. Dom's eating people again.
Otis Toole, probably, but they, Henry, I don't know about. Henry Lee Lucas.
I think if I was going to invite a musician, I think if you'd want to have any of the Ramones at a party, it'd probably be like CJ.
Yeah. Either that or maybe the one drummer. Actually, either, not Marky, but the other two drummers. The one guy seems maybe a little fruity, but the...
I mean, like Tommy or...
Tommy is a little strange. He'd probably be pretty interesting, though.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen a lot of interviews with the other guy, but he seems interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think definitely CJ would be the winner out of that group.
Yeah.
You'd have to invite somebody from Slayer just to see why they keep that band going.
I think Johnny Ramone summed that up. It's like, what are you going to put on your resume? You're in a, I was in a punk rock band for 20 years. It's like, where are you going to get another job? I mean...
Yeah. Interesting. Well, I think we've kind of beaten this to death, haven't we?
Yeah. There's more meat on it than I thought. And speaking of meat, let's go to your obesity thing.
Did you look at the infographic?
Yeah. Childhood obesity has tripled from very low to still pretty damn low. Certainly sizable, but...
Well, when I see this, it's... I know we've kind of talked about parents taking responsibility type of thing, and but this recently just came out in the whole infographic about, of course, it's just mainly, you know, people who cannot take responsibility for their own lives.
People who cannot take responsibility for their own lives.
Yeah, and people trying to take responsibility for other people's lives.
Yeah, then those same people are the people that say they don't want the government involved.
Yeah.
But yet they do, because they can't, you know, handle themselves.
They can't manage their own lives.
Yeah.
People who cannot take responsibility for their own lives.
And those are the same people.
Yeah.
But it was just crazy when I looked at that infographic and seeing all that. I mean, like, you know, PlayStation is, it's all PlayStation's fault, or...
Yeah.
Or the soda. I mean, the last time I checked, I never You know, I've never met a soda that's attacked me and said, you know, drink me.
Yeah, I mean, why are we criticizing the advertisers and the fast food joints just for being good at what they do?
You know? Yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with rewarding a child with the occasional Happy Meal, a quart of gin? I mean, some people.
In 1970, Americans consumed 20% of their food budget outside the home. And today it is, that number is, I don't know. I don't know, it looks almost the same. Actually, it's down.
Yeah.
I think about 18%. No, I'm sorry. It's 46% of their food budget outside the home in 2008.
Yeah.
So people are eating more crap, I guess that's the consensus.
Yeah.
But really, it comes back to just, you know, people are lazy.
Yeah.
That's what this infographic should just be called, you know.
Yeah, there are some things. I've had a bit of a change of heart on the salt thing, because I actually started looking and seeing how much salt is in the food I eat. And I was kind of surprised. I thought it was like maybe, this has like 20 or 30% too much salt. It's like there's some things that's got like, you know, 200 calories and it's got like 85% of the salt that you need for a day.
Yeah.
It's 10% of your calories. It really shouldn't have any more than maybe 20 or 30% of your salt. It doesn't need 85%.
Yeah, well, processed food is always like that. It has a lot of salt in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of that has to do with because, you know, salt helps preserve food also.
Yeah, and it also makes food taste better, let's face it.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to go to a not-so-high-a-salt diet. I'm just trying not to overdo it. I'm not trying to necessarily stay within any so-called healthy limit. I'm just trying not to eat my own weight in salt per day.
Well, once you cut back on salt, then you realize how salty things are.
Yeah. Surprisingly, I haven't noticed that much. If you just buy the more expensive food, even if you buy processed food, if you buy the more expensive stuff, it has a lot less salt in it.
Yeah.
And
soda
doesn't have very much salt in it, actually.
No, but it's got a lot of sugar in it.
If you get diet.
Yeah. Well, what's in diet soda? No one really knows.
Yes, they do.
We know it's not taste. Hey, I had to get that in. It's true. I mean, I drink more diet soda, and it's still terrible. But going back to these childhood fat asses.
Yeah.
Like this one graphic on here, you know, people giving their infants soda.
Yeah.
We had a neighbor that was like that. I remember when their kids were small, I always thought it was funny because they had like this kid that's a year and a half and running around with a bottle with soda in it.
Yeah. Well, my parents would allow me to have a little. You know.
Yeah, but their kid had like black teeth.
Yeah. I mean, I would have like a sippy cup with a little RC or something in it.
Yeah. But then some of the action plans here, you know, spend a week without your screens. Hey, this is coming up soon. Are you going to take part in Turn Off Week?
No.
Yes, you are. I wonder if you went to work and you said, you know what, I can't work. I can't work because it's National Turn Off Week.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that as an excuse. I'm sorry, but it's National Turn Off Week. I can't work at my computer. And you're supposed to pledge stop drinking soda for the summer and move to rum.
Yeah. That sounds healthy.
Yeah, and bring healthier food.
I mean, I've been doing that. I've been buying the, like I said, the low salt meals.
Yeah.
I mean, it's twice as much money, but you get less food, but there's less salt, and it's the same number of calories, so
Yeah.
I guess I'll stick with it. And it says healthy right on the box, so you know it's healthy.
Yeah. And what else are you supposed to do? Oh, yeah. Let's replace screen time with family meal time. So you better do that tonight.
Yeah, I'll spend more time with my cat. If I have my cat in my lap when I'm surfing the internet, does that count?
Yeah. Hey, it says here that in 2004, McDonald's eliminated supersize.
Yeah.
But yet, if you go to McDonald's, you can still get supersize. No, it's not called supersize anymore. It's just called large.
Yeah.
It's amazing what a little marketing can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the one thing if you go to McDonald's. I wish they wouldn't salt their fries. They should leave it up to you.
Yeah. Or at least put like a healthy amount of salt on the fries. Of course, the thing is, literally think, I mean, take the number of calories in something and divide it by 20 and then add a percent sign to the back. That's the healthy limit of salt. Of course, you can eat more salt on one thing and less salt on something else, and it'll still work out. But I use that as a rule of thumb. I try not to eat anything more than, if I divide by 10,
yeah,
like if it's 200 calories, it shouldn't have any more than 20% salt maximum is kind of a rule of thumb I've been using. And surprisingly, that eliminates so much food.
Yeah. What happens if you just have a salt lick? Does that count? I just have a salt lick in my house, and I lick it good.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we've beat the obesity thing also.
Yeah. Well, I have.
Yeah.
I was taking pictures of myself yesterday, and it's like, damn. I'm not heavy at all. I'm like not skinny, but I still have that kind of flap of skin around my stomach. But the ex-fat guy flap.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's like no fat in it.
Get your salt licks out.
Yeah, anyone says that diet soda makes you fatter is a fucking moron.
I know, it's just bad. All right. Well, let's move on then.
Okay.
Let's move on to Erector.
Yeah, the world is my Erector set. I've always just wanted to say that.
And the show is over. Good night.
Yeah. Isn't this the best time ever to be kind of a nerd? I mean, seriously. I mean, think
Wasn't
about
that
it.
2 years ago?
What?
Wasn't that 2 years ago was the best time to be a nerd?
Well, I just mean as an era. I mean, think of what you can buy. I mean, I was looking at this thing. It's $150 for this thing called a Beagle Board, and it's essentially a complete computer. You have to add peripherals, and it runs off AA batteries, depending on how many peripherals you put on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, granted, the more I think about it, the more I think I'd buy a netbook instead, because it comes with the screen and everything and the keyboard built in, and it's actually cheaper.
Yeah.
And it's already got the operating system installed. But even so,
yeah, I mean,
think about that. Just and the number of things you can do. You can buy these kits. I mean, the whole nerd community is really united online. You can buy stuff like, you know, Beagle boards, there's Arduinos. You can do just about anything you want. You wanted to build robots or something, it's no longer taking a couple cardboard boxes and using your imagination. You can actually build the damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is crazy what, you know, just what you can buy now and what you can do.
Yeah, and phones are more powerful than the computers that we had 10 years ago. Just don't try to use it as a phone. Just like it's almost as good a phone as the computers we had 10 years ago.
I know computers 10 to 15 years ago were terrible for the most part.
Yeah. And they were better than the ones from 10 to 15 years before that, significantly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, people poo-poo Windows 95, but if you remember what was before it...
wait right. and wait.
Workbench 2.0. Yes. And also, just before the internet, remember, I mean, you'd find out like a cool band or something, and you want to know a little bit more about them, or a movie or whatever. Unless they were really popular, you wouldn't hear anything about them except for some word-of-mouth stuff. Or you might find, like, one paragraph in, like, complete history of rock and roll. They would cover, like, one or two paragraphs of some of the bigger punk rock bands, but that was it. If you wanted to know anything about Jane County or Slaughter and the Dogs, you're pretty much shit out of luck. Now, they've got their own websites.
I mean, yeah, or people put up old videos they have and things like that.
Yeah, and TV shows and things that you thought you missed.
Yeah.
Just the simple fact that so much of that's out on, like, you know, Betamax now.
Yeah.
So many lost episodes of old TV shows, and, you know, if you missed that episode of The Simpsons, you know, you'd have to basically, you know, that was it. If you missed an episode of The Transformers, you'd basically have to wait until now.
Yeah. I mean, just think how easy, too, it is to make a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, if all you have is a digital video camera, that's all you need, and some editing software, and that's, like, cheap.
Yeah. And that was one thing I remember seeing. There was this movie that was shown at, I don't know, Slugfest or something. Sundance. And it got really great reviews, and then the movie disappeared because the guy had, like, borrowed heavily to finance the movie, and that was the only asset that he had when he was done, so they took it from him. And it took him until now to get enough money to buy it back and release it. It's like, this was only, like, 1 or 2 years before the digital movies started to take over. And if he had done this whole thing with digital, you know, for less than the cost of one roll of film, he could have done the whole damn movie.
Yeah.
If he had just waited like 2 years. And now you can do a movie even better quality than what he did for even half of that price.
Yeah, I know. You can actually do it in high def.
Yeah.
Just think if the Lockhart cases could have been filmed in high def.
Yeah. I was telling the people I'm in a band with about those. About the Lockhart cases. Yeah, we made these great detective movies back when we were in high school, and we had no editing capability whatsoever. If we fucked up a scene, we just had to keep going. It's like, no, his name's Barney, you idiots. You told me your name was Bob! My name's Charles! Then we just keep going.
Those are going to make a comment. The Blu-ray is coming out next year.
Yep.
With 16 hours of extras and bonus material.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You have anything else you want to cover on this?
No.
All right. Well, let's talk about dog dinner then.
Yeah. Frankenstein's Dog's Dinner. Mix and match movies and TV shows, combine titles, or just cross over to see what happens. Okay, and I gave some examples to kind of spur you on. The Mary Tyler Moore factor, just like the O'Reilly factor, but spunky. And like Star Trek meets Jersey Shore, and The Simpsons on America's Most Wanted.
Yeah, or It's Always Sunny in NCIS.
Yeah.
Because NCIS is one of those detective shows.
Yeah.
So if you took that and added the people from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, it could be very interesting, I think.
Yeah.
Or,
Barney Miller and Friends. It'd be a children's cop show.
Yeah. Little kids. Autopsy. Or Silence of the Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
You take Forrest Gump and he would be the lead character in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd be better as the detective or the Buffalo Bill guy. I'm sorry, Jenny. I gotta kill you.
Right.
So that could go.
Okay, whatever. The Avatar team.
All right.
Yeah, it'd be like Mr. T and what's his Hannibal and all the other guys living in a big tree house.
Yeah.
And like, you know, the evil oil company that comes to tear it down and they just machine gun them.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
You could take Dancing with the Stars and mix it with Cops.
Yeah.
You know, Dancing with the Criminals. I'm not sure how that would work.
Well, Dancing with the Cops would probably be a better title, I think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Stars, just... Cops. You could have them dancing with criminals, but it would be, the name of the show is Cops.
Yeah. You could have them dancing around with, they go to somebody's house and they would dance with them.
Yeah. Or they'd have to dance while reading the Miranda rights, which you actually don't have to read when you're arresting someone. That's only if you're going to question somebody.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't,
I don't
know.
I've never been arrested, and I'd like to keep it that way, I think.
Yeah. How about John and Kate plus aliens? All is going well after John and Kate reunite on a spaceship until the aliens begin sprouting from their chests. Gruesome fun for the whole family, provided they hate John and Kate as much as we do.
Or you can take the Duggar factor. But what they do is they make them do little tests on it. They don't, then they take one of their kids. I know. They gotta stop breeding.
Yeah, I mean, two words. On. Birth control.
Yeah, really.
All right. How about the flavor of hee-haw? Hilarious, slightly racist culture shock. Like, could you see, I mean, Flavor Flav with the hee-haw honeys, you know, hitting on, like, I don't know, the really fat ones. Oh, yeah, Lulu, that's it.
That could be, it could work.
I wouldn't watch it.
Yes, you would. I really don't have anything else here.
Okay. Let me see. The Devil and Mr. Belvedere. Let's see. That's Incurable, featuring Skip.
Yeah.
Fatal Diseases compete for the chance to infect top stars.
America's Top Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah.
Where you have a reality show set inside of a mental institution.
Yeah.
And they're competing to be the, you know, the craziest one.
Yeah.
But you'd have to go with, you know, guys that have multiple personalities and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Real schizos.
Yeah. Red Mythbusters Science Theater Green 3000. Just wrap all my favorite shows into one. Oh, wait, I forgot that farming show. And I don't watch any of these shows. Well, Red Green reruns, but I don't really. Yeah, I haven't watched I watched one episode of Mythbusters this year, and it's just because it happened to be rerunning the latest episode when I was at Dad's house.
Yeah.
Anyway, I also have some movies. Shrek and the City. Let's see, yeah, and The Predator's Apprentice.
Yeah. Shrek in the City. That would border on bestiality, though.
Yeah.
All right. Actually, I think we got through all our topics, didn't we?
Yeah, we usually do.
Oh, my God. How are we doing on time?
53 minutes. So if you have any random thoughts.
What? Yeah, I guess I got something. did that guy ever burn those Korans?
No.
Oh, okay.
Even though it doesn't really matter at this point, since it made international news that they were going to.
Yeah. When will people ever learn? All right. Did you know that there was a study done that says flamboyant male dancing attracts women the best?
Yeah. I did see that.
So, everyone go out and do your flamboyant dance.
Yep. I discovered this website, Afrotech Mods, which isn't meant to be racist, but it kind of is. It's just, well, the term is ghetto modifications, but
yeah.
Anyway, it's obviously a white guy talking about just really cheap ways of doing stuff, like, you know, recharging non-rechargeable batteries, or, he was at work, and a guy in the office next door was listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
So he took a 100 megahertz FM crystal and just hooked it up to an antenna and amplified the shit out of it. It's like, by the way, this is extremely illegal. Don't do it. I never did. But it's like, yeah, it jammed the entire AM and FM radio band.
In Milwaukee, teachers are fighting for Viagra drug coverage.
Teachers?
Yep. Because the district
not
is
news
in finance.
Coverage. Oh, you mean like health plan coverage, not news coverage.
Yeah. Now they're fighting. They want Viagra drug coverage.
No, why not?
Yeah, I mean, they gotta have sex with their students, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, how else would the police be able to write all those great songs? Well, songs.
Yeah.
Not.
But also in Madison, Wisconsin. Also with in Madison, Wisconsin, a street musician apparently was upset with some criticism of his music and bashed a man over his head with a guitar.
Yeah.
And it slammed another person into a wall and wrestled with an officer before being arrested.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that would be funny in a movie, but not in real life. Well, I mean, funny to do in a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure if I saw it, I'd probably laugh my ass off.
Not everybody likes covers, I guess.
Yeah. I don't have anything else.
Yeah, neither do I, really. No. Nope. Some Minnesota library got a book back after 35 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we can wrap this up anyway.
All right.
I think my sinuses are going nuts because of this freaking weather.
Yeah.
And all the pumpkins that are around.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap this up then. AggressiveCouch@gmail.com is our email address. And of course, iTunes and our ever popular increasing site, AggressiveCouch.com.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I've posted some updates to it.
I put it.
Mine generally suck. But at least I'm making an effort.
All right, I guess we'll see you next time on the couch.
People who cannot take responsibility for their own lives.